Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. Police in Bucks County say an officer shot someone during a standoff late last night. KYW's Tim Jimenez has a story from the Doylestown neighborhood where people had to shelter in place.
A tense few hours here at the old colonial green townhomes off Limekiln Road near the 611 bypass. There are several homes with bullet holes in them. One neighbor tells us she heard several shots, a pause, then a single shot that seemed to have ended this standoff with a man who lives here. Police declared a barricade situation about 9 o'clock. After an hour and a half, the Bucks County District Attorney's Office says an officer shot the guy. He's getting treatment at the hospital.
No officers or neighbors were reported to be hurt. County detectives are now investigating the shooting. A Burlington County father of three made his first appearance in court to face child endangerment charges in the death of his four-year-old son who accidentally shot himself in the family home 2 weeks ago. We get the story from Mount Holly and KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
Judge Mark Tarantino handled the hearing with Mac on a video link. Defense attorney Rick Isolda appreciates how difficult a case this is going to be.
Prosecutor's office took a reasonable position by not seeking to detain him. And I know that they feel compassion for my client.
Still, those prosecutors contend Lincoln Mack would be alive today if Dad had only stored his guns properly. Neighbors in Pemberton have used a GoFundMe page to help the family defray funeral expenses. The family, which includes another son and a daughter, remains in the home where the tragedy occurred.
Mac surrendered several other guns he legally owned. He will be in court again in April. Police in South Jersey have arrested a little boy they say was throwing rocks at moving cars in Medford. KYW's Mike Daugherty reports several were hit and their windows smashed along Tuckerton Road in the past few weeks.
Police increased patrols to find the rock throwers. A little boy, authorities say, isn't even a teenager yet, and he will be charged. He was turned over to his parents. Macy Kimball tells NBC 10 she was driving home from work earlier this month when she was hit.
My windows shattered all over me. I initially had thought like an animal came through because I didn't see anything. You know, it was just glass everywhere.
She says the rock left a bruise on her arm and the entire experience was terrifying.
I was about 5 minutes from home, so my only goal, I just, you know, death gripped the steering wheel and was like, get home, get home, get home.
Police say there is zero tolerance for this type of behavior. Investigators want to hear from anyone else who had rocks or anything else thrown at their cars. The 23-year-old Philadelphia man accused of raping a woman in Love Park last month has been held over for trial on all charges. His accuser took the stand and testified that he ruined her life. KYW's Paul Kurtz has more from the preliminary hearing on Thursday.
Prosecutors presented three witnesses, including the victim of the January 25th attack, who recounted what had been her daily routine of walking to work through Love Park at around 5:30 in the morning when she sensed someone following her. She then described in graphic detail getting punched to the ground and raped, screaming for help and the defendant telling her to be quiet or, quote, I will hurt you. She then broke down on the stand, screaming out, I can't live right no more. He messed my life up. I used to love Love Park, and now I hate that place. Assistant DA Dana Mashantonio.
I don't think it's ever unexpected for a victim to start expressing how they feel.
Quindell Campbell is charged with rape, aggravated assault, and a slew of related offenses. He'll be arraigned on March 5th. It's going to take at least another month to get things moving again at 3rd and Arch in Old City. On January 7th, there was a water main break there, and the water department said about 20 feet of the 8-inch water main has been replaced and put back into service. Work that still needed to be done includes the lining of the sewer system and the restoration of the street itself. PECO continues to work on its electrical systems that were damaged in the flood. The water department thought the entire project would take about 8 weeks, but it now says it's going to take 9 to 10 weeks before the streets reopen. Since the water main break, Old City pedestrians have had access to shops, but the street closures caused a drastic decline in business, according to store owners like Jay Ladaya, who owns a souvenir shop along 3rd. He says he's offering a 10% discount during the street closures.
It is very bad. And if I see anybody looking, I try to get them inside.
Ladaya says every day matters when you're trying to keep a business up and running. That's the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.